Jeremy Sampson. He is the weekend sports anchor for WILX TV 10. Big weekend of high school football in the playoffs, as well as Michigan State football and basketball. You're going to be busy, Jeremy.
Hey, Tony. Good morning. It seems like we've been busy for about 6 weeks now.
I don't know what's crazier, chasing those kids around you got or trying to follow all this stuff going on. Let's start, first of all, with the final tune-up for men's basketball. 7 o'clock against Hillsdale. It's an exhibition before that very challenging next couple of games comes up for the Spartans.
Well, Hillsdale's a pretty good team. They're preseason, like, number 3 in the country in Division II. So it's not like you're getting a – what they are is they're an experienced team. They've got a lot of seniors on that team. So I think this will be a good test for Michigan State. You know, Tom Izzo talked about that on Tuesday. They're going to give Michigan State some different looks than what Ferris State gave them, and that's really what you need to use these exhibition games for. But I was just so impressed last Sunday at watching freshman Brandon Dawson. I mean, he's just going to be a special player to watch around here for 2-3, hopefully 4 years. But, the kid's a special talent. And I was watching him. I mean, we all know he's gifted offensively. But watching him on the defensive end and the way he worked there, for me, was pretty impressive.
All right, when we think about Michigan State football, they're coming off that stinging loss. And now Minnesota comes into town, and all I hear is Minnesota's this, and they're terrible, and they don't have enough talent. And then I read yesterday that they've got this big quarterback who can run and can pass. Are the Spartans in trouble tomorrow?
Minnesota's terrible, and they don't have any talent. Minnesota's not very good. Their struggles this year are well documented. Marquise Gray came in as a quarterback. They switched him to wide receiver at one point. He's now back at quarterback again. He's fit. He was hurt earlier this season. He's back now. He's healthy. He played very well, as did the whole team in the fourth quarter against Iowa to get that win. But that was at home. I mean, I would expect Michigan State to have absolutely no problem winning that game tomorrow and then being able to set their sights on playing Iowa next week down at Iowa City and taking another step toward getting to that Big Ten championship game.
All right. We've got high school football playoff games tonight and tomorrow morning. What are the bigger games that you're going to be watching?
Well, I mean, there's everyone at this point is big, but East Lansing DeWitt, obviously, is kind of the big game of the night here around the area, along with Portland Lansing Catholic, which I would put at maybe 1B. But that East Lansing DeWitt game, for me, is kind of the top game in the area. DeWitt with just a one loss this year to Portland at home. And I give a slight edge, actually, to East Lansing in this one, only because they have a couple more game breakers, I think, on their team. Guys who can make plays offensively. And F.A. Scott Amokpour, the big wide receiver who's headed to Ball State, he's a tough matchup for many defensive backs, and if they can find a way to get him the ball, I think he might be the difference in this one tonight. But Lansing Catholic Portland's another good one. That was a game that was played in the regular season. Portland turned the ball over early and got behind, and they're the kind of team that doesn't play as well from behind because they like to run the football a little bit more. Catholic's a team, as we know, that can throw it and can come from behind. So really the first quarter in that game is going to be important. If Portland wants to stay in it, they need to not make many mistakes and make sure they stay in the game in the first quarter.
All right, Jeremy, for people who want to see the scores and highlights, where can they go for high school football info?
Well, we appreciate that. Hopefully they tune in to WILX tonight with Tim Stout and myself. The Sports Blitz, we're on at about 11:15. It's actually our last Sports Blitz for the calendar year, and we'll start that back up again once basketball season starts in January. But we'll have highlights of all the local games that are taking place tonight. You mentioned Okemos plays tomorrow, Alamo plays tomorrow, but the rest of them we'll all have on tonight.
All right, thanks so much, Jeremy.
All right, Tony, no problem. Anytime.